Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I just want to take a moment to highlight the many, many accomplishments we have secured in this chamber under Democratic leadership.
Half of Americans are now worried about affording power.
Murders and other violent crimes rose sharply in cities across the country.
Total number of migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border passed 2 million in a single fiscal year.
You can't ignore that everything costs more than it did last year.
In this chamber under Democratic leadership.
Applaud, everyone! Applaud sarcastically!
No, that sounds too sincere. Slow clap. There we go. Nice and condescending.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Spooky season is coming up. What scares you the most?
1,000 kids coming to my door breathing on me.
Candy. Hello.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you kidding? It's Halloween.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're entitled to just go around to people's homes and bilk them out of candy.
Are you kidding?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The price of home heating oil is going through the roof today. Has been for the last few days. Now it's getting worse and worse. The price of gasoline is skyrocketing again. And this as bad news as this is for everybody, It's good news for Republican candidates. This is the silver lining of a very, very dark cloud. And the Democrats have just screwed up everything. We'll play some cuts later on. Chuck Schumer wants people to remember what Democrats have done. Well, we're going to try to remind him with some help from the Republican Senate Committee. But right now, I want to talk to a Republican.
They couldn't be here today, but you have two special thanks to your New York's two great senators. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who never tells you what's on his mind. You never have to wonder.
Did he remember the name of the other one, Gillibrand? Or did he probably did. Did he even mention her?
I don't believe so.
No, I didn't figure. Doesn't matter. She'll be replaced by AOC in 24 anyway. But anyway, Bruce Poliquin was the congressman from the 2nd Congressional District in Maine until the Democrats put in ranked choice voting with the connivance of a low-info electorate. And so he won the election by 2,000 votes in 2018, but the Democrats just kept counting them until Jared Golden was in there. And Jared Golden, ever since, has been voting with Pelosi, but claiming to be a downeaster, a Mainer who's concerned about everybody who's in the state who doesn't have a trust fund and doesn't live on the coast. And so now the chickens may be coming home to roost on Jared Golden. Bruce Poliquin is running again to regain his seat that he lost in 2018. By the connivance of ranked choice voting. So we wanted to join Bruce Poliquin tonight. And there was a big meeting last night, I guess a federal meeting. And I want to let him explain. We have some sound cuts to play from it. This was Bruce, thanks for being with us here, first of all, former Congressman Bruce Poliquin. You were at a meeting last night with the Lobsterman. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was, Howie. It was out of district. It was in Portland, but it was a statewide meeting. There were about 300 or 400 very PO'd lobstermen, and sometimes their kids were with them. They were absolutely furious that NOAA has imposed new regulations to try to save the right whale. There's never, ever, ever been a death attributed to Maine lobster gear on a right whale. And the last time we had an entanglement was 18 years ago, and the animal got free, and it's fine. Since then, Howie, the lobstermen have adjusted their equipment, but it doesn't matter to these folks. They have no science, no data, so they use these models with assumptions that are crazy.
Models.
The lobstermen continue the lobs the way they are, they're going to kill right whales. So these folks turned out in droves. Governor Mills was there. She got booed. Paula Page was there. He got a standing ovation. I waited 4 hours till I spoke at the end. And I was, I was some riled about this, let me tell you.
You know, one thing about you, Bruce, I've run into you. I generally spend time where I was born in the 1st Congressional District of the southern part of Maine, and I used to run into you all the time in the southern part of Maine. And I really appreciate, I know I can't vote for you and the people in Cumberland and York County can't vote for you. But let me tell you, we appreciate you being there for us.
Well, to me, it's all of Maine, Howie, but... You know, 90% of the land mass is half our population. That's our second district, the rural part. Where I'm from, I'm 3 generations from central Maine. But let me tell you, I told the folks at NOAA, I said, I'm likely going to win this seat again. And when I get down there in a common sense majority, common sense Republican majority, what we're going to do is we're going to defund the part of NOAA that's trying to implement these rules to put our lobstermen out of business. So buckle up. Because we're going after this defund process for you people that are trying to screw our lobstermen.
Good. There's a lot of agencies that need a, if not total defunding, they need to be cut back to size because they're out of control. I'm glad about that. Taylor, do we have any cuts from any of the lobstermen from last night? We don't have any cuts, but they're pretty angry about this. Another thing, Bruce, since we have you on the line, the price of home heating oil is starting to spiral out of control all across New England, all across the Northeast. What do you tell voters about what's going on with their heating bills?
Well, I tell them that when Joe Biden teams up with Jared Golden and the rest of the Democrats and they start shutting down our pipelines and our supplies of heating oil, gasoline, and diesel, the price goes up. When I get back there in a new majority, we're going to reopen our supplies to drive down the price. What I also tell them, Holly, is that the truth about last night's meeting also was that Jared Golden is supported by these crazy extreme environmentalists. He even took donations from the executive director of a far-left group in California called Seafood Watch, refused to return it. And Seafood Watch is one of the groups trying to shut down our lobster industry. So go figure that one out.
These people are bad. Listen, Bruce, we get calls all the time about ranked choice voting, and I still don't understand it. What do people do when they go to the voting precincts in the 2nd Congressional District on November the 8th, or if they get an early mail-in ballot? How do they handle it so that you don't lose this race again, even though you get a majority of the votes? What do they do? Explain it slowly.
Piece of cake. Go to your ballot, fill in Bruce Poliquin as your first choice, and you are done. If you want to fill my name in first, second, and third choices all the way across the ballot, that counts too. But you do not have to rank the candidates. Poliquin, Bruce Poliquin, first choice. Bruce Poliquin, first, second, or third choice. They both count. You do not have to rank the candidates. Piece of cake, Howie.
What's better? Is it better to fill you across the entire ballot, or just to put it down once?
I think people feel more comfortable putting it first, second, and third across the bottom because I'm a lovable French Canadian Catholic Central Maine hockey player. Because they love me, they want me to put me first, second, and third choice. Go for it. It counts.
So what happened in 2018? How did everything get bollocked up like it did, and Jared Golden gets in with a minority of the votes? What happened?
Well, what happened was there were a lot of town clerks and a lot of our voters, especially our seniors, Howie, that were confused, and they were told or they felt they had to rank the candidates, and in some cases that was mucked up. They do not have to rank the candidates. It is so simple. Bruce Poliquin is your first choice, or Bruce Poliquin, first, second, third choice. Either one, you're done. It's safe and secure, but make sure they go vote. We got to beat them at this game, Howie. We know what they're trying to do, but it's really simple and straight up. Go vote, Bruce Poliquin, your first choice, or Bruce Poliquin, first, second, third. Either one count. You do not have to rank the candidates. Go vote. We're going to win this thing.
And you don't have to worry about that in the governor's fight, right? You just vote for it's LePage or Mills. There's none of this ranked choice nonsense.
That's correct, because the Maine state constitution doesn't allow it. But at the federal level, these crazy outside groups push it on the federal races, which I'm in. But I'll tell you, Howie, people are so upset about the cost of groceries and heating oil and gasoline. They're so upset about this open border. Jared Golden, he votes 92% of the time with a Democrat majority. There's one party majority in Washington, and in Augusta, by the way. In November 8, we can put the brakes on and become a check and balance for Biden. We've got to win this seat. Go out there and vote. And listen, go to PoliquinForCongress.com/vote, and it tells you everything you need to know about this. Even shows you a diagram how to do it if you want. PoliquinForCongress.com/vote. Piece of cake, easy to do.
Okay, I hope this is the clearest explanation I've ever heard of it, and I hope people were listening, and we'll go over it again before it's all over. Where are you going to be campaigning tomorrow, in case, or over the weekend, in case people want to get a look at you in up close and personal? You being a lovable French Canadian Catholic hockey player from Central Maine.
Well, I'll be where I belong, where my grandfather grew up. I'll be in Lewiston. Then we'll be in Bangor. We'll be in Oxford County, other parts of Androscoggin County. We're just all over. I'm living out of my Jeep. I have been the last, 30 days, and the next 30 days, I just live out of my Jeep. But it's got a lot of miles, but it's got good tires. As long as you don't hit a moose, you're good to go. I love this country. I love this state. I love our people up here, and we're going to win this thing. Go vote. Piece of cake. Easy to do. Poliquin first choice, or Poliquin first, second, third choice in the box. You're done. Piece of cake.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm getting messages now on my text line. I want you to answer these. If you only pick first choice and not two and three, it allows the local liberal counter to fill it in. A couple of people have written that down, Bruce.
Then put it first. Second, third choice, and you're done. Both count. No problem.
Okay, so should I tell people vote Poliquin across the line? I'm convinced. These texters have convinced me, Bruce.
Go ahead.
Vote across the line for Bruce. Yeah. Don't give them an opportunity. They may not be able to resist the opportunity to fill in Jared Golden's name, second and third.
I'll tell you, Golden gave us a great opportunity when a couple weeks ago he voted for the most recent $740 billion monstrosity, and the opportunity he's given to hire 87,000 additional IRS agents to harass the middle class. That's the opportunity Jared Golden gave us a couple weeks ago.
All right. Bruce Poliquin, what's your web address one more time?
PoliquinForCongress.com/vote, and it shows you in a little diagram how to do that voting. Piece of cake.
Okay. Fill in Poliquin across the board. That's my take on this. Thank you, Bruce Poliquin. We'll have you on again before the election. All right. You know what I do now with my Raycon Everyday earbuds? I put them in in my ear, and then I walk up to the Breakers for a free cup of coffee just as dawn is coming up over the beautiful Atlantic Ocean, and I listen to my great, great tunes. And today I was listening to Let It Bleed, another great Rolling Stones album a couple of years earlier from Exile on Main Street.
You get stuck on like two or three albums, don't you? Usually Let It Bleed or what's that other one?
Exile on Main Street.
Exile on Main Street, and there was one more you were listening to the other day.
I was listening to Low Budget by
The Budget,
Kinks.
Yeah. Those are the three albums. Are those the only ones you've ever owned?
No, I own lots of albums. I'm going to listen to Little Feet, Waiting for Columbus tomorrow. That's a live album. Although it was a double album, and they don't have all the cuts on this stuff you can get on online. But I like to listen to the old 70s stuff. There's no question about that. And that's why you need a routine. And that's what the Raycon Everyday Earbuds are all about. They give you a chance to it makes you feel productive, and it can bring you comfort through life's up and downs. And you can always take your premium audio with you if you have your Raycon Everyday Earbuds. And now's the time to get them, because this week you can save up to 25% on those Raycon products. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Maybe if it makes you feel any better, I'll listen to a true crime podcast tomorrow, Taylor. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen when I travel or when I'm walking, in my case, or whether I'm going down somewhere to an appointment. I do most of my traveling on foot because I'm right in the middle of town. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price, just half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Today was a bad day for talk radio in the nation. I don't know. You probably haven't heard this news, but the big talk station for all these years in San Francisco was KGO. It's owned by Cumulus in recent years. And it had faded out pretty bad. But today they pulled the plug on KGO. It's pretty amazing. And they're going to replace it, it looks like, with sports betting, a sports betting station. Sports gambling is still illegal in California, but they're going to have a sports betting station. I guess because you can drive to Reno or Tahoe pretty much no problem. But it's the night I got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, they also inducted the longtime GM of KGO, and it was a legendary station. It did fade out for various reasons, but still, that's where Gene Burns, who was on the Boston station that we're broadcasting on, WRKO, he was on there for many years. He had an evening show, and he was the dining around guy like he was on RKO on the weekends. But it's just kind of a sad moment for talk radio to have the passing of KGO, the legendary KGO, the iconic KGO, the heritage station, as they say in the radio biz. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who do you think sabotaged Russia's Nord Stream pipelines? Russia, the U.S., U.S. proxies, or the fictional Smersh, Spectre, and or Chaos outfits?
I'm sticking with the U.S.
40% say the U.S., 31% say proxies of the U.S., 17% say Russia, 13% for the fictional group.
Brandon in February said we're going to end it if they invade Ukraine, and now that they've ended it, he says, who, me? Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting Bruce come on. I love Bruce so much, and he left out a crucial point, too. And this rubber stamp, Jared Golden, you know, he's never come on. He's never come on the radio with George Hale and Rick Tyler either. He's never come on and talked to the Second District of Maine, you know, the Bible Belt of Maine. He's never come on and explained why the mandates were pushed down our throat or anything. And Jared Golden, I mean, he just accepted $666. This tells you and shows you the team that he plays for. Our lobstermen are under attack. Our mills are under attack. Our hydro dams are getting ripped out. And Bruce Polkin, God love him, he doesn't have to come up to Maine. He could go retire on a beach somewhere, and he's not. He's helping us. He's fighting for us, and we're so lucky to have him.
That was a nice campaign ad for Bruce Poliquin from Allen. We'll be right back and take your calls. I'm Howie Carter.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, Howie, it's getting dark earlier way up here in New Hampshire every day. I'm a scared. How about the leaves turning color, Officer Mark? Can you say climate change? And you know, I've looked at the models. You know what the models tell me? Any day now, these leaves that have turned color are going to start, believe it or not, falling off the trees. And sooner or later, it's getting so cold that instead of rain, it's going to freeze. The precipitation is going to freeze, and it's going to come down as snow.
We're all going to die!
Or sleet. Or freezing rain. Maybe even hail. Climate change, man. If we could just pay some higher taxes to Democrats, it would still be have the sun out every night until 8:30, even in northern New Hampshire, even in the 2nd congressional district in Maine, all the way up north to the Maritime Provinces. The sun wouldn't go down. Because if we just paid more money in taxes to Democrats so that it could be given to environmental justice communities and diversity coordinators. 844-500-4242. Andrew, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Howie. Just a quick thing. I want your opinion. The Saudis just cut us off all that oil barrels a day.
Yes, 2 million.
Right. We patrol the ocean. We make sure that their shipments would be able to be made. What if we told them, I'm sorry, only shipments that come to the U.S. are we going to watch, and you're on your own for the rest unless you want to pay us?
I don't think that's going to work, Andrew. I think we have to make nice with the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates and everybody that produces oil. And Joe Biden put us in this mess. 20 months ago, we didn't have to act like this. We had enough oil that was being produced on our own land. We don't need to be, trying to be the world's police. But again, the Democrats, I thought they wanted to give peace a chance, and I thought they didn't want to be the world's policeman. Now they don't want to give peace a chance, and they want to be the world's policeman. And they want to get us into foreign entanglements. They were always quoting George Washington back when I was younger and Vietnam was going on. They George Washington, he used hemp in the Continental Army. You know, that's another thing that the Democrats always said. He warned us against foreign entanglements. Now they wanted to get us into this war. Has there ever been a sillier foreign entanglement for us to get involved in than Ukraine? Thanks for the call, Andrew. 844-500-4242. So President Trump was at the Hispanic Leadership Conference, and he was just kind of riffing. He's going to a few more rallies. I think he's got a rally on Saturday night later. It's on Newsmax at 9 o'clock in Nevada. He's going to be with Laxalt and Lombardo, the two Republican candidates for Senate and governor, respectively, who are now leading in the polls. As the gas prices rise, they rise in the polls. It's funny how that works, isn't it? But anyway, Trump today, before he goes to Nevada, and then next week after that, I think, or sometime soon, he's going to Arizona to campaign with Carrie Lake and Blake Masters, who are running for governor and Senate, respectively, in that state. But today, he was at the Hispanic Leadership Conference, and he was really shooting from the hip. And he admitted it, too. Cut four from Donald Trump.
You know, they spend all their time on nonsense, the FBI, on horrible things, and raiding Mar-a-Lago. Let's raid Mar-a-Lago, but leave the cartels alone. How about that? Think of this. I'm just thinking as I'm speaking. You don't mind if I go a little off script? No, but think. They raided Mar-a-Lago, but the cartels, they have their own Mar-a-Lagos, and those are fine. Leave them alone. Let them continue to destroy our country. Think how sick it is. Think how sick it is what's happening in this country. We're a country of investigations. We don't talk about greatness anymore. Everybody gets investigated. So all they do is investigate. And it's very much a one-way street. I never liked it because I thought it was very bad for the country. But honestly, ultimately, it comes on the other side. It comes on the other side. People say, gee, we remember. It's terrible. But these cartels, nothing's happening to them. But they go after politicians. They go after people that are fighting like hell on the vote.
Why are they investigating you so much, President Trump? Cut to.
But now the failing Biden regime wants to start investigating me, and the only reason is because I'm leading everybody in the polls, both Republicans and Democrats, by a lot.
How much are you leading in the polls by, Mr. President? Cut three.
I remember a very famous pollster, very well-known, John McLaughlin, came to my office just prior to the plague coming in. He said, sir, if George Washington and Abraham Lincoln came alive from the dead and they formed a president, vice president team, you would beat them by 40%.
That's a good lead. That's outside the margin of error. 844-500-4242. So let's play the Biden cut from yesterday. Nobody bleeps with a Biden cut. It's not that good, but you listen to it again if you haven't heard it. Cut seven.
That's exactly right.
That clownish mayor of Fort Myers. Fort Myers is a very Republican part of Florida. Is he a Democrat? His name is Murphy. What's he laughing about? What's so funny about that? That was an obnoxious thing he said. So Ducey asked about it. Ducey was talking about it today, Peter Ducey at the White House. Cut eight.
The president says no one Fs with a Biden.
No one Fs with a Biden.
But it appears OPEC Plus has done just that.
Let's play a little KJP here. She was asked about this Coast Guardsman, you know, that he called last week after he made some rescues. He saved people's lives who were being flooded out by Hurricane Ian. And now one of these guys is about to be discharged from the military because he won't get a vaccine, a ridiculous vaccine that he doesn't need and that could possibly harm his health, like it's harmed the health of so many other people and led to this thing called SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. So she was asked about this today, KJP, about the Coast Guardsman being fired after he got a congratulatory call from Brandon. Cut 12.
The president recently praised a group of Coast Guard rescue swimmers. One of them reportedly faces termination because he isn't vaccinated. I'm curious, given the threats that we're facing abroad, would the president ever reconsider that vaccination requirement or consider issuing more exemptions?
So, as you can imagine, the president has the deepest respect for the U.S. Coast Guard. That is something that you would hear from him directly. And the country,
if
the president
and
the country are grateful for all of the U.S. Coast Guard heroes that have led the effort to save lives in Florida.
Now they're fired.
We have seen that with our very own eyes these past couple of days. I would refer you specifically to the U.S. Coast Guard on this issue, on this individual questions. It's not something that I would comment from here, but, you know, they're Of course, have been multiple vaccination requirements, as you know, in place for quite some time.
They're all BS.
But again, I'm not going to comment here from here on an individual case.
That was pitiful. That was pitiful. But we have more pitiful cuts from her. I want to just play one. This is about what she's asked what the White House is planning to do to prevent the price of gasoline from spiking even further. Cut 11.
You said yesterday that we're not going to be considering new releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So what is the White House planning to do to keep gas prices from spiking?
So, as you know, we've been working on this for months. The president has taken historic steps to keep gas prices down. So here's, gas prices, we've seen increase in the West and the Midwest in recent weeks because of specific refinery issues. We've called on those refiners to operate safely but quickly come back online, and we've been clear and said again today that U.S. energy companies must keep bringing pump prices down by closing this historically large gap between wholesale and retail gas prices.
And by the way, she said that there were no plans to release any other millions of gallons from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, and then they announced that they are going to release another 10 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And, you know, like she talks about the historic steps he's taken. You know, just because it's a historic step doesn't mean it's a good historic step. I mean, opening the borders to a third world criminal invasion of unskilled, non-working criminals is not a good... It's historic, but it's historic in a bad way. The Munich Agreement with Nazi Germany, giving them the Sudetenland, that was historic, but it was a very bad decision, wasn't it? And I like the way she always starts everything. So what? 844-500-4242. She never answers the question. She can't answer the question, 857. I mean, that's part of they have no answers for anything. That's why they're talking about abortion and January 6th and the existential threat to democracy. Speaking of signs of climate change, 978 has noticed something. You may have seen this. The birds are flying south. It's almost like they know that the weather is going to change for the worse in the coming weeks.
It's the only way to fly.
339 says, I saw a model. Climate change is going to kill all the leaves. All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. That's my new song about climate change. 8445, perhaps you've heard it before. I'm sampling it. 844-500-4242. The stock market is cratering down again today. Biden is poking the Russian bear. A new poll shows 57% of the American people believe we're headed for a depression. Gas prices are spiking. Ditto home heating oil prices. It's a mess out there, thanks to Brandon. Now Democrats are trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital. For all of these reasons, I've shifted more of my money into gold. You need to start hedging your bets, too. Monetary gold makes the process easy. History shows that in times of crisis, precious metals are one of the best ways to protect your assets. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold could go as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years straight now, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
We have a handful of gift certificates left in our Cheap Bastard deal of the day to the Barley Neck Inn in Orleans, Massachusetts. It's a great, great place to have dinner. And they have outdoor dining during the warm weather months and outdoor music. They're not going to have any more of that after tomorrow night, but it's still a great place to go. A nice, warm, cozy dining room and a bar area with lots of TVs for watching sporting events. We have $100 gift cards to the Barley Neck Inn for just $50. You can use them this fall or this winter. They're open all year round. You can give them as Christmas gifts. They're great stocking stuffers, or you can just save them for next summer. It's a great great place. The Barley Neck Inn in Orleans, Mass. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, and you can get a $100 gift card to the Barley Neck Inn in Orleans for just $50. $50. And if you want to be entered to win our Gen 21 heater from Eden Pure that we're giving away one every Friday afternoon, that we'll be giving away one tomorrow during Police Blotter Facts Friday, go to HowieCarshow.com and enter your email address, and you'll be entered to win, and you might actually win one. 844-500-4242. Another bad news bit of radio today, 508, reminds me Bernie McGurk died. He was on WABC in the mornings. He used to be on with Don Imus back in the day, back when KGO was the number one station in San Francisco. Time has passed quickly. Bernie was only 64, but he died of prostate cancer. He was extremely funny guy. I never listened to him on ABC in his new gig in the morning, but I listened to him with Imus back in the day before Imus libeled my wife. And so then I kind of drifted away. 844-500-4242. I got a column running in the Herald tomorrow. Yes, last night we talked about the city council in Boston raising their salaries, voting to raise their salaries, 13-0 vote, from $103,500 to $125,000. And the mayor's salary, Mayor Wu, from $207,000 to $250,000. They did that on a 13-0 vote. So they managed to overcome their ideological differences in a grab for the legal tender. But you know, the other thing is, the same day that this happened, which was yesterday, Charlie Parker, the governor, nominated a whole new bunch of hacks for judgeships and clerk magistrates jobs. One of the guys, there's an opening in the Brighton District Court. The presiding justice is a hack from West Roxbury, former state rep named Dave Donnelly, who used to kiss Bulger's ass every day of the week in the legislature when Bulger was the Senate president. Well, they got rid of this clerk that was at the Brighton District Court. He went down to Brockton, a guy named Donovan. They just nominated a new guy. His name is Christopher Phillips. Does that name ring a bell? Any Whitey Bulger scholars in the audience? Christopher Phillips. His father was a guy named Eddie Phillips. He worked as as one of the aides for Billy Bulger, and he had one great qualification for the job. He was the only guy in the State House that was shorter than Billy Bulger, so Bulger liked having him around. So so when Christopher Phillips, Eddie's kid, needed a job, they gave it to him. But more importantly, when Whitey Bulger went on the lam, he wanted to call his brother, Billy, and talk to him. But they couldn't call Bulger's house directly in South Boston because they had a pen register, if not a total wiretap on it. So do you know where Billy went to get a call from Whitey Bulger? He went to Eddie Phillips' house, the house of his own personal dwarf, the father of Christopher Phillips, who was just nominated by Charlie Parker for a clerk magistrate's job in the Brighton District Court, working for another Bulger stooge by the name of David Donnelly. A nationwide search. A nationwide search. Another clerk's job opened up, Kirsten Hughes. She used to run the Mass State GOP before Jim Jones Lyons took it over and made it into a Jonestown Kool-Aid death cult. Kirsten Hughes used to have a job. She is the clerk magistrate in Stoughton, but she's from Quincy, so they're going to move her into South Boston because the South Boston clerk has become a judge now. The South Boston clerk, Peggy Flaherty Albertson, she's the sister of Mike Flaherty, the city councilor who voted himself a $21,000 pay raise. I'm Howie Carr.